Fans know that Sportsnet.ca has them covered with news, analysis, highlights, and storytelling. But the lineup also includes podcasts. Here's a taste of At the Letters, our Blue Jays podcast.
If you're a Blue Jays fan, you have to be very, very happy with the starting pitching and how it's played out. Marcus Stroman has had like two bad innings, basically. Like, you know, there's the one the inning last night that wasn't that good, and the one in the start before where he was kind of getting like, you know, a few dinkers here and, you know, some bad calls and things like that, and a couple of misplayed balls behind him. Other than that, he's been just like efficient, just, you know, two seamers down the zone, sinker, yeah. sinker.
Very efficient. That ground ball rate through the roof, and he's up there in the league leaders with Aaron Sanchez, both in the top 11 in Major League Baseball when it comes to generating ground balls. And when you have a defense like Donaldson, Tulowitzki, Goins, Justin Smoke now getting a bit more playing time at first base, that's a really strong defensive unit and one that can support those two pitchers.
Aaron Sanchez, who you mentioned, has given up 10 hits in 20 innings pitched. It's pretty good. He's not getting barreled up at all. There are the two home runs, but that's really it. You know, guys just aren't making good contact off of them. The command has been inconsistent at times, a little spotty. We've seen some walks from Aaron Sanchez, which is a little discouraging, but you know, when he's locating and throwing the pitches the way he wants to, he's been pretty unhittable.
Yeah, I mean, the 10 hits in 20 innings is pretty telling, and that's really in keeping with what we've seen from Sanchez at the big league level, where he just doesn't allow a lot of hits, and it's something that at first you're a little skeptical of. Is he going to be able to keep this up? Is this just BABIP? But as he continues to make more and more starts, you start to think that this is something that is pretty sustainable, considering that he does get so many ground balls and he's not going to allow a lot of home runs either. So really, you mix that with the fact that he's been getting some more strikeouts, using that curveball, backed off the changeup a lot. He only threw one changeup in his third start against the Red Sox, but he does have those secondary offerings to at least go to, and the results have been really good for the Blue Jays.
That was a little weird. They were mentioning that on the broadcast. They're like, yeah, we really haven't seen Aaron Sanchez throw a changeup today. And like, I guess, you know, when he's able to throw his curveball for strikes and locate that way, and, you know, when the two seamers getting ground balls, maybe he doesn't need it, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that pitch kind of comes and goes from his repertoire throughout the season.
I completely agree. And I think that if it does come and go, then it's just going with the pitch that works on a given day.
Yeah.
But if it's more a question of using it occasionally than mixing it in regularly, then he would start to resemble the pitcher that we saw last year in relief. In relief, he really doesn't use the changeup. As a starter, that's one of the reasons that he made the Blue Jays rotation, one of the reasons that they believed he could turn lineups over three times and be effective going into the sixth or seventh inning. And to back it off in one start, don't want to read too much into that, but I'll be watching to see if he goes primarily fastball, curveball when he starts against Oakland this Friday, because if he is using just two pitches, then that's a departure from what we saw early on. If he does mix in that changeup, then he's back to being that three-pitch guy.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, the next time that he's only faced AL East so far. The Blue Jays have only faced AL East so far. It'll be interesting to see if approach changes the next time he faces the Yankees, the next time he faces the Red Sox, the next time he faces the Rays. If he sticks to, you know, what's worked for him so far, or if he has to kind of change it up, because these are, you know, smart hitters who are going to make adjustments.
Yeah, exactly. And the Yankees saw a ton of his curveball. He really used it a lot in that Yankee start. It seemed to work really well. So maybe it's just a question of what's working on a given day, and Martin would just call for the pitch that's got more life to it.
Did you have anything else on Stroman before we move on to the rest of the rotation? I know you said you had some stuff coming in here.
Well, I do actually. So I'll phrase it as a bit of a question to you on the spot. Mm. So he's pitched 28 and a third innings. How many strikeouts do you think he has?
Not a lot. Off the top of my head, I'd probably say like 15.
Off the top of your head, you would be exactly right.
Oh,
yes. Nice. Nicely done. And so I guess the follow-up to that is, what do you make of that? Is that a surprise? It's a very low strikeout rate in today's high-octane game where everyone's striking out, it seems, nine batters per nine innings.
Yeah.
And it's really not uncommon for even a starter to be striking out 10 or 11. So what do you make of that strikeout rate?
Well, and you know, you just have to watch the at-bats, and it's been just ground balls. It's been early swings, you know, like hitters really seem to be attacking Marcus Stroman early, and that's probably because he's throwing strikes, you know, because he's locating in the zone. And when he's got that two-seamer and that sinker working the ball in the zone, hitters are going to swing at it and just kind of bounce it over to Troy Tulowitzki. I mean, Marcus Stroman's going to take that. And that's something that when he developed that two-seamer kind of 2 years ago, really. Now it's funny to think it was like that he lost an entire season to injury, but like he, you know, that changed him completely as a pitcher, you know, and that, you know, that became a pitcher that he was using, you know, 60-65% of the time. And so he is kind of now like this like ground ball guy, like, which is fine, you know, when you're pitching at the Rogers Center, like I think you'd prefer that you have, you know, a ground ball guy like that. And, you know, I do, you know, it's in, you don't necessarily think of kind of front of the rotation, like staff ace types to be in that mold, but that's really what Marcus Stroman is.
Yeah. And Dallas Keuchel is a ground ball guy. Yeah. Brett Anderson, you can look around the league at guys like Sonny Gray gets a ton of ground balls, Jaime Garcia in St. Louis. So it's a formula that can work. A lot of the time it's left-handers, or at least currently that's what you see a lot of the time. Arrieta gets a lot of ground balls from the right side. So it's definitely a template that can work. My take would be that he's probably going to strike out a few more guys going forward, and this is probably a little anomalous just early in the season, and it would probably spike closer to six. But even at six, I mean, if you're striking out six batters per nine innings, that's going to be on the low side. And so even though a lot of people in Toronto are hoping that Marcus Stroman can be an ace, and a lot of his history would suggest that he can be a frontline guy, I'm not expecting him ever to be a strikeout guy, which is something that maybe in my head I thought that he was going to strike out more guys. But when you actually look at the results, and when you actually look at the kind of pitcher that he is, and you see him in action again, well, he's really more of a ground ball guy, and the strikeouts are going to come occasionally, but they aren't a huge part of his game.
Do you think that it is likely that he sustains that throughout the entire year? Like that his results with the way that he's pitching the contact, or do you think that there is, you know, maybe a bit of a correction coming?
A correction in which direction?
Like, do you think that maybe there's going to be a game or two where, like, those, you know, the when guys are putting the bat on the ball, like, they're just, he's just going to get babbled, for lack of a better term, right? Like, and they're going to fall in.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure I'll have a few ugly starts in the course of the year, but I think that when you're allowing ground balls, and this is the great thing about ground ball pitchers. I mean, you're just not going to have a ton of extra base hits allowed,
right?
And in particular, home runs allowed.
Right.
So yeah, you're going to have some singles, or of course some doubles down the line that sneak in there and cause some trouble. But I think this is sustainable. I think this works for Stroman, and I think it works for Sanchez. It's just interesting because, you know, these guys are big time ground ball pitchers. And in Stroman's case, along with Dickey, along with Estrada, he's a pitch to contact guy, which puts pressure on the Blue Jays defense. And this is a unit that so far has been able to support their starting pitchers.
In a lot of ways, Aaron Sanchez is really the only like strikeout pitcher on the Blue Jays staff.
Yeah.
Like, and even he, like, as we said, has been kind of, you know, been getting a lot of ground balls so far this year. Like, even he, like, his strikeout numbers aren't, you know, through the roof or anything. Like, it's, you know, for the most part, like, it's a bunch of guys who are going to pitch to contact.
Right. And Sanchez is going to get tons of strikeouts against right-handed batters, where he's basically throwing the two-seamer and it's coming in at 96, 97, and it can overpower a lot of guys. But his strikeout rate so far this year has gone up beyond his career numbers. And so there's a chance that, you know, he is going to have a little bit of regression where he isn't striking out a batter per inning for the entire season.
Go to sportsnet.ca and click on the Podcast Central logo for the scoop on At the Letters and all our shows, as well as links to listen and subscribe.